Good evening. We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yoimi. We are up to Kitzur for the sixth of Cheshvan. We are up to Sif Tes. Simon Tes Sif. Now that we continue to talk about the halachas of tzitzis, we talk about tying tzitzis, buying tzitzis, the importance of tzitzis. In b'shas kriya kashiras has tzitzis. If at the time that the tzitzis were tied onto the garment, haya hanekev rochei kashir. The hole was at a proper distance from the end of the garment. And just to remind us, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said that the hole for the tzitzis should not be further than the width of three thumbs, and it should not be closer than from the knuckle of the thumb to the end of the thumb. We're on page 87. So if it was properly distant from the edge of the garment, and after that the hole tore slightly, or the edge of the talus tore slightly, and now the tzitzis are actually closer to the edge than they are allowed to be. It does not become invalid because of this, because the Torah did not require that the tzitzis not be beneath the corner, except at the time the tzitzis are actually made. Meaning, when you tie the tzitzis to the garment, then the tzitzis must be that distance from the edge of the shirt. But if it was originally at that edge and then it got torn and it got closer to the edge, that would not be a problem. The mitzvah is to make tzitzis on the corners. We make the tzitzis, but later on it can go closer. Nevertheless, ideally, it is good to make a binding around the hole in which the strings are placed. Likewise, a binding on the edge of the talus garment to prevent the fraying and prevent it from being torn so that it's not less than that distance. So again, what we're saying, yeah.
Does this all also regard to Tavis or no?
Yeah, on any tzitzis that a person would wear, when he ties the tzitzis to the garment, the tzitzis must be a certain distance away from the edge of the garment, but that's only once it starts. You should try to do something, he's saying now, lechatchila, to strengthen the hole so that it wouldn't get torn, and to strengthen the edge of the garment that they wouldn't get torn, and therefore make the hole closer to the edge. It's not allowed to be so close to the edge, or else it's not considered on the corner of the garment. Sif, hey, the Torah refers to the tzitzis both as gedilim, a braided tzitzis, and as tzitzis, just fringes. We learn from this that tzitzis tassel must consist of both a braided portion and a portion of free hanging strings, right? There has to be the tied part of the tzitzis and the hanging strings of the tzitzis. This sif sets out the length of the tassel, even though I try to avoid that word, the proportion of the braided to the free hanging portion, so the tzitzis strings versus the tzitzis knots, and describes the specific manner of forming the braid based on custom, and that's what we're going to talk about right now in Sif Hey. Sif Hey. Noyeheges lasas. It is the custom to make the tzitzis chamisha ksharim kfulim, five sets of double knots, meaning that you do the you tie a certain amount and then you knot it twice. Sheyesh beinayim arba chulias, and between these five knots, obviously there would be four links, meaning four spaces between the knots that are filled by wound strings. The exact specification of these knots and links is now described. So we'll go through and we'll review. The Hainu that is, Shemachnes is a arba chutim b'sechanekev. You have four strings of tzitzis. Once folded over, those are going to be eight strings. So you'd stick the four strings into the hole that we described earlier. The koshin b'shnei ksharim, and then you tie them once they're outside the hole with a double knot. And then you take the shamish, which is the longest of the strings, and you wind that around the first area. Seven revolutions around the other seven strings. Then you do a second knot. So you have the first knot at the edge of the tzitzis, at the edge of your garment, and then you have seven revolutions around that first set. And then you make another knot. That's what he said. You do the double knot again. Now you're going to do eight revolutions. So first is seven, then eight. You do another double knot. You do another double knot. Then you wind this shamish 11 revolutions. Remember, there's the long tzitzis, the same long string is going around everything and then being involved in the double knot. You do another double knot, and then you do 13 revolutions, and you tie the last of the double knots. So we said 7, 8, 11, 13. The first revolution is 7, then 8, then 11, then 13. And in between each one and before and after each one, there are double knots. Since it is considered a beautification of the tzitzis, that all of the links should be of an equal length, despite the fact that each one is made of differently. You have 7, 8, 11, 13 revolutions around your tzitzis, and yet we're supposed to make them seem like they're equidistant of length of the tzitzis. Lachin, therefore, in the first winding, when you have only seven revolutions, you should distance the revolutions from each other in order to make it wider. You bring them closer in the second one. You bring them even closer in the third and the fourth in order to have a seven string area equal to a 13 string area. And the measurement of the full length of the knotted area, that's from the first knot, which is, we mentioned, closest to the garment, until the very last of the strings and their knot. Actually, this is to the very, very end of your tzitzis. It should be, as he says, 12 thumb breadths long. Again, we're getting this amount, the thumb breadth. On the bottom of the footnote number 40, they write that this is about 11.4 inches at a maximum. The beauty of the tzitzis tassel also requires shiyu kol hachulias biyachad shlish, that the knotted area of your tzitzis should be one third of the overall length of your tzitzis. And obviously, shnei shlishin, the other part, the hanging strings, should be two third of the length. That would be very, very beautiful. Okay, and therefore, and we'll summarize when we get to the sif. In order to have this ratio, yidaktik shetei kol chulia kiroichev hagudol, you should make sure that each link, meaning this revolution area, should be about a thumb breadth in length. If you call achulias arbudon, by doing that, you'll have the whole area about four thumb breadths wide. And the part of the tassel of the hanging strings would then be eight thumb breadths. And it doesn't take too much math to realize that if you have one area which is four width of a thumb, and you have of thumbs, and you have another area which is eight widths of thumbs. So then one is one third, and the other is two thirds. And that's how the tzitzis look the most beautiful. And if the length of the tzitzis are longer than that, you should make the knots area longer as well in order to maintain the beauty of tzitzis. So sometimes you see people with extra long tzitzis, you have to make sure that it still stays within the one third of knots and two thirds of hanging strings. If you want it to be beautiful, it's good to make sure lasses call like sharm to make all of the knots of the tzitzis ba'arba chutin shemitzad zeh from the four strings that originally hung down on one side of the hole, ima arba chutin shemitzad zeh with four strings that originally hung down from the other side. Meaning that when you take your four long strings and originally stick it into the hole of your garment, you should try to keep the four that were on one side of your garment and the four which on the other side of the garment consistent as you continue make the knots down the tzitzis, that those strings would stay on their constant side of the tzitzis strings when he gets to the very, very bottom. And this way, each of the four additional original strings will end up with one half of it hanging down on one side and the other half on the other. We'll talk more about it later. And as we're mentioning, a lot of the things which he's saying here are hidurim. They're to beautify the tzitzis. Certainly the tzitzis are kosher, but we all try to make our tzitzis in the most beautiful way. So again, just to review that point, it's five knots, and in between the five knots, there are sections of 7, 8, 11, 13. The knotted sections should be one-third of a person's tzitzis. The string section should be the other two-thirds, and he's given us lengths, and if a person does very, very long, they should try to stay consistent to that amount of lengths. And another beautiful thing is to have the strings which are on one side of your tzitzis should always be on that side, and the other side should always be on that side. Siv Vav. The halacha of Tatzav Lemon also, which we mentioned earlier, is introducing this sif, and some of its applications are presented. We'll talk about it right now. If in making the tzitzis tassels, one did not cut the strings from each other in the beginning of the process to produce the four separate strings, we'll see what you did instead. Rather, you took one very, very long string, and you just kept going through the hole over and over and over in the garment of your tzitzis. You doubled over it twice, so that it's now fourfold. And you have it going through your tzitzis right now, but it's not actually strings that are hanging out. Rather, it's one long string, And now, what are you going to do? If you put this all into the hole, and then you knotted them all together at the ends, and now you're going to cut them at the end. So after you cut one long string, it'll end up being four separate strings because they're all tied, they're all knotted properly. Now, puzzle, that is puzzle to do. Mishum dechsiv, because the Torah says you should make twisted strings. Right there, we learn from that tasa, they have to make the tzitzis, meaning they have to be kosher when they made them, but loy mina also, and not only kosher once you cut them, meaning when you put them into your garment, they already have to be kosher tzitzis. Perish, this means the beina that it's requires you at tzitzis bishas asiyas and alabegin, that the tzitzis at the time that it was made, meaning tied onto the garment, kaalacha must be in accordance with the laws of tzitzis, but loy shiu nasim epsul, not that they should be made in a disqualified fashion, or an invalid fashion, and then you cut them in order to kasher them. Then it will result in their being formed in the proper manner. It's possible because only afterwards does it come kosher, so then it's still going to be puzzled. So that's called tasa, that you have to do it right, and also, and not that you fix it afterwards. Likewise, if the tzitzis were originally made correctly, I'll beg it on one garment, and that garment tore, and therefore you can't use it anymore. And he wants to take the tzitzis that were in one garment, all perfectly tied, just the top, you want to tie it on to now a new garment. Oh yeah, feel the beg is there, you want to keep it on this garment, but you want to reattach it in some way. For example, the tallis garment tore from the hole in which the tzitzis strings, it just completely tore off. Person goes biking, unfortunately, it gets stuck in the gears and it gets ripped off. And the chains, rather, and the tzitzis got pulled off. Right, and you want to put it back on, but instead of retying the whole thing, what you're going to do is a talus out of nekev, you're going to sew up to tear the entire talus until the point of that hole, and now it's going to be great. It's going to look exactly as if it's perfectly re-sewn tzitzis. Zeo gamkin puzzle, that's still considered puzzle. Mishum tassel and also because you did not put it in a kosher way and then retie it afterwards. And likewise, there are long seifim. In kosher as a tzitzis, if you tie the tzitzis strings onto the garment, at a time that the garment did not require tzitzis to be on it. In what way? Let's say you're making tzitzis, but at the time when you put the tzitzis on the garment itself did not need tzitzis. Kigain, for example, shayirubei tofer, which we spoke about yesterday, when the majority of the side of the garment, like it's undershirt tzitzis, but instead of having the side under a person's arm open, it was actually totally sewn shut. So therefore, it does not actually require tzitzis because, or mostly sewn shut, because it's not a majority four corners. And after the tzitzis are on the garment, you then untied some of those stitches to open up the majority of the garment underneath the arm, until it's mostly open, and now it becomes chayav tzitzis, but tzitzis are already on it. Before it was chayav tzitzis, if you left the tzitzis there, gam came soon, it stays possible, mishum tassel, and also because once again, if you want to put on tzitzis properly, you have to put them on when everything is necessary and when everything is kosher. You have to untie the tzitzis, the lachs of Elisha Kalach, and retie them in accordance to Allah. V'chein kol kizv, in all similar cases, it must be tasa, you must do it right, v'loiman also. Sif zayin, koidem she is atif v'tas, before wrapping oneself in his talis. Easier halachas, yivdekas at tzitzis, you should check your tzitzis before you put them on. Imhin ksheiras, to see whether they're kosher, v'tzarech livdek gam ezachutin shev ezechet nekev, a person must also check the strings in the whole area to make sure that everything is fine, v'zakrichas, and check the revolution 7, 8, 11, 13, you should check that. The gam, we'll talk about that in just a moment if you really have to do that nowadays. The gam yafer is zachutin. You should make sure, it's important to make sure the strings are not all stuck together. Sometimes they can get stuck together and make sure they're separated. Shouldn't to ensure they're not stuck to one another. And if this will cause you to come late to shul, because if you spent the time checking your tzitzis, you'll end up not being able to daven with a minion. So then you don't have to check them to make sure that they are separated, because if you'll do that, you'll end up missing a mixed minion. First of all, now
have a better idea.
Yeah,
get a second pair of tzitzis.
Why would it help you? Oh, you say a second pair that was already pre-checked. There are a few options. One option people say is that you check your tzitzis before you take them off at night, and then you don't have to check them in the morning. Another option is that people say that tzitzis nowadays don't need to be checked because they don't have the same material that they used to have, and tzitzis usually stay separated. There's an old Rosh HaTevis, which is Tzitzis is Rashi Tevis. Tzadik Yafrid Tzitzis Tamid. A tzadik constantly makes sure that his tzitzis are separated. Sif Ches. Kol ha-mitzvos mevarech aleihem oiv la'asiyasan. All mitzvos, a person must make a bracha on them prior to doing them. Perish koydim ha'asiyah means before you do the mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. Ula achar bracha, take it from me. And after you did the bracha on it, tzarech la'asiyas is a mitzvah b'li hefzik. You have to do the mitzvah right away. L'chein, therefore, oiches ha'talis b'shtei yadav. You hold your talis before you put them on. And ve'yachavani, you should think. Hashem commanded me to put my tzitzis on. Kadesh Nisgros called mitzvahs of last system. Like we said, you're supposed to put your tzitzis on in order to remember the mitzvahs Hashem gave you. And he's quoting again that you look at your tzitzis to remember all the mitzvahs Hashem. So you're thinking about this before you put your tzitzis on. The avarich movement. Now you make your bracha while standing. Lisatif betzis, and that's the bracha you make when a person wears a talis gadol. Habeis bepatach has to be lisatif ba tzitzis. He says there's a bit of machlekas on that. Viyasatif miad is roishi alamatim peiv, and you wrap the talis on you. And you make sure you wrap it to the point where the talus reaches below one's mouth. And you make sure to take the corners of the tzitzis, the talus, you throw it over your shoulder. You wrap yourself like Arabs wrap themselves. And the person should stand that way about the distance it takes for him to walk for Amis. And there are certain psukim that are written in the sitter that you say, Mayakar, the whole thing there. Then you can take it off your head. The Nachan Lizar person should be careful. Not to drag tzitzis on the ground. It's a degradation of the mitzvah. It's a disgrace. And pick them up. And those who wear a gartel or a belt, they can stick their tzitzis into the belt. Sif test. And this is our final sif right now. The Torah teaches us that you're supposed to look at your tzitzis. It's learned from here that there is no obligation to the tzitzis upon a night garment because you can't see the tzitzis at night. It's not a time for seeing tzitzis. So the question about whether you have to wear tzitzis on night garments, which is what we're going to talk about right now. Ein mevarchim al tzitzis ela bayim. We don't make a bracha on tzitzis except during the daytime, but not during the nighttime. Ulechatchila, ideally, yizar shalei yavarech aleihem. A person should take the precaution not to recite the blessing on tzitzis until it's so far into the day sheyaker bein tchilas lavan that a person can discern by the light of the day the difference between tchilas and white, meaning there's a certain time on the calendar, it's called Misha Yaker, and at that time a person should be able to make their bracha on tzitzis. But not before that. If he loves his talis katan, a person who puts on his talis katan will be called tzitzis, but oy laila while it's still nighttime, v'loy berech alav, and he therefore did not make his bracha on it because it was too early to make the bracha. It was before Misha Yaker. Oy shalav, or he put his tzitzis on, but oy shalav hayodav nikiyos, or he put his talis tzitzis on before he washed his hands in the morning. V'lachem loy berech alav, therefore he didn't make a bracha yet. Azai kishu mevarech al talis katan. So then, when he then makes his bracha later on his talis, yechavin a bracha zu gam al talis katan, he will have in mind that his bracha for his talis gadol will be mitzias talis katan. Umisha ain't like talis gadol, but a person who's not yet wearing a talis gadol, im loivish as talis katan b'yeh, if he's still wearing his talis katan during the daytime, sounds like that wasn't so sure, v'yadav nikias, and his hands are now clean, yivarech alav al mitzvah tzitzis, he then would make a bracha al mitzvah tzitzis when he is ready to do. V'havav v'patach, once again, he points out that it's mitzvahs tzitzis, not mitzvois tzitzis. V'im loivshay b'she'ene yachal yivarech, if a person puts on his talis at a time when he can't make a bracha, for example, it was nighttime, or his hands are not yet clean. Azai, in that case, when it's daytime later on, yikach es atzitz. We're talking about now. He's wearing his talis gadol. Yikach es atzitz viyadav. He should take the tzitz and put it in his hand. Viyavarech al mitzvah tzitz. Meaning, he should shake around the tzitz a little bit and make a bracha. Then v'im yalshu b'talis katan. Person who sleeps. There are some people who sleep in their tzitzis. Leivarech alach acherkach klal. He should not recite the blessing on his talis katan as long as he's still wearing it. Ach, what should he do? Kishmevarech al talis gadol. Yechavin lepotrei. What a person should do is when he puts on his talis gadol, then he should make a bracha on his talis gadol. Hatzlachu, bracha. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful night. A lot of things covered. Hopefully we'll review tomorrow.